Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mary. Hi. I thought the hurricane season was over.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me. I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is a place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta? Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little
easy.
It's the truth, life's so ironic. Sharing comments and hit that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time to free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? I said together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. I would like to give out a happy and warm Thanksgiving, happy holiday wish to all of you. I hope you all enjoyed this wondrous day full of love, good food, and great family. Hopefully that we all had a great interaction today, sharing and fun stories and memories of past Thanksgivings, and hopefully creating some new memories and ones that will last through time and with you for your life and forever, and for everyone else too. I definitely had a very good Thanksgiving. It was very familial, if you will, and we definitely ate some good food and all pitched in. We all made the food and, you know, helped set everything up, and it was just pretty nice. I'm actually coming to you from Buffalo, New York today, in my hometown, born here, raised a little bit, and kind of moved back and forth. So I'm actually very excited to be here. I miss my family terribly, and I'm so glad to be able to see them again, as always. Well, this has certainly been a very productive, intense week, one that I am certainly grateful for. While I lost my job, my, you know, physical, quote-unquote, human reality job, end quote. And I honestly, that day, I could not have been happier. I was just so happy to finally get rid of that crap hole and be able to put my energy into something that I love doing and something that I enjoy and that I don't mind doing every day. I figure the more your work feels like play, the better. And that's what I'm definitely working on, which is all play in itself. So I have my advisor sites finally set up. So if you would like to schedule an appointment with me, or if I happen to be online, I am on bitwine.com and keen.com. And if you go to either of those sites, just do a search for The Dream Teacher, and I shall be there. You will be able to find me, and we can arrange a time where we can both meet and talk, and I can help you with whatever you may need help on. I put up, a little bit of an ad, if you will, and it'll give you a little detail of specifically what we do on the sites and how we interact with each other. So it would be really great if I could see you there as well, giving support as we both exchange a beautiful energy and we create together a beautiful future for both of ourselves, not just one, both. As you know, the teacher and the student are one in the same, as we are constantly learning and teaching from each other. So giving is definitely the best way to go about this sort of business. And that's why I'm so happy that, by chance, my show happens to be on Thanksgiving. I didn't schedule it this way, as you know. It's always here every Thursday night. So again, thank you all for coming. I'm very excited to get this show underway. There's a couple things that I did want to talk about real quick before I bring on my special guest. Chance will be joining us again this evening. And we'll be talking, and if somebody wants to call in and get a reading, we'll do that for you as well. We don't have too many people here right now, so I think we're all just chatting right now and sharing in this blissful, grateful feeling. I would like to mention, now, I told you that, I lost my job and all that, so I've really been jumping up on these ideas to get my business, get my ass going, And I totally, for some reason, forgot about my whole hypnosis background. That's how I started getting into all of this readings and psychic work and mediumship, and I decided to go back to my roots and use, what I went to school for, what I know, to help gain further understanding of everything that I'm doing and for everything that is going to be. What I want to do is let you know that I now will be doing and taking appointments and clients for those that want to be hypnotized. And a very, very special gift that I found that I have the ability to give to another is the gift of psychic sense. I can literally open your sixth sense, your psychic sense, whatever you may call it, to be able to communicate with other beings on a completely different level, on a level that some people may not recognize, but I'm grateful that a lot of people here on Blog Talk Radio know exactly what I'm talking about, this lovely community of people. And again, I encourage everyone to please, please interact with not just my show, but all others on Blog Talk Radio. I actually just wrote a blog about the things that I was grateful for in lieu of Thanksgiving. And, being a little bit cliche, it is what it is. And I actually have not wrote a blog in a long time. So I figured, today would be the perfect day. And it just kind of flowed, and it was really like I was channel writing. It just kind of came out, and I can't even tell you what I wrote about right now. I don't even remember. I have no idea. It just kind of came out. So it was actually really nice. It was a great process. But again, I can, if you are interested, hypnotize you to be able to open up that door for you, to be able to give you the experience that not many others can attest to, that not all people do it. It's not a quote-unquote normal thing to do. But my goal is to work on that and make it so that it is normal, so that we are all communicating on such a more in-depth level. And you know what? I'm not here to force this on you, which is why I decided to charge $20 for the service. And it is definitely, I think, a very even exchange. It is something that we can all gain from. And hopefully you're interested. Again, hit me up. I'm on Bitwine and Keen.com. Again, just search for The Dream Teacher. Or if we're friends on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, just send me a message, and I will definitely get back to you. Also, if you'd like to send me just a direct email, you can email me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Pretty simple. And as you all know, it is 11:11, and I want you to think real hard about what you want to wish for as we throw together our conscious creation of making all of our wishes come true. I hope that yours certainly does. I love you all.
One, two, one, two, three, go.
I will always have a life that is apart. Bittersweet relationship starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper, I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
All right, a little bit of feeling deeper. Hopefully that brought us down into the same vibe as we try to match our energies here. All right, so hopefully that you've all got your wish down pat. And again, I sincerely hope that every one of your wishes comes true, as I am here to help facilitate that. And also, we're going to bring on our special guest. Let's see if Chance is on.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. How was your day today?
I'm good. My day was really good. It was a day to pretty much just to be happy, to feel the sensation of hanging out with, you know, close friends or, you know, family that you adore. And it's just this feeling of coming together. And it's really sad, I think, that we don't feel like that, or we don't get together every day and we only do it one time out of a year. And, you know, Thanksgiving is not about the turkey or about, you know, what you have to offer, you know, food-wise, though, but it's about having gratitude for yourself and for others. Especially for yourself, though, because you walk through this hard road, you know, going through traumas, but that's what makes you special, because if you can, you know, go through traumas living here on Earth, because that's what Earth is designed for, is for us to experience the good and the bad, then we are truly standing in our light and being the divine spiritual being we are for the co-creator. And, you know, that's just something that I wanted to say. So, you know, just me being able to connect with close friends and to hang out with them and to, you know, make I don't know, show compassion to one another and have that energy to flow around us was the only thing that mattered by the end of the day. It wasn't about the food or about gifts or anything like that. It was just, you know, being thankful to, you know, interact with one another.
Very much so. That's so beautiful. I'm so glad you said that. It really isn't about, you know, how much you have or, you know, where you have your gathering. It's just about how you are with yourself and with yourself, maybe with others around or maybe even by your lonesome. I noticed that there was a couple people on Facebook that, you know, they weren't with their family. They were really upset. Well, they weren't upset. They're just like, you know, I really wish I was with my family, blah, 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 blah. I did feel a little bad, but I wish that they could, you know, create the best out of it. I saw one of my friends posted that he got his Thanksgiving dinner from Boston Market. So, hey, it works. And I think he had a good Christmas. Okay, I'm already thinking Christmas. No, we were singing Christmas songs on the way up here to Buffalo. Oh, my gosh, we're just so excited. I'm so ready for Christmas.
Me too.
I love it. I love the feelings. I don't even care. I've gone into hardcore debt just because of Christmas. Overcharged credit cards, but I don't care. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth every penny. You only live once, quote, unquote, so. So I think that's a very good message, Chance. Thank you for sharing that. And hopefully that we're all here doing the same and just creating very compassionate connections and keeping close with family ties, maybe creating new families. Who knows?
Exactly. And, you know, even though I was hanging out with my friends, I hung out with them because, you know, even though they're friends, but under disguise, God, the higher power, brought these close friends into my life because they are my spiritual family. They have became my family. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't have family. Sometimes our family has rejected us or we have been abandoned by them or we don't feel adored or have the attention as we feel that we should be given. And that's okay because sometimes it's not meant to be. You have the mother and the father or whoever is in control of being a guardian around you for a specific reason in life, and they're there to play their part, and you're there to play your part to get something out of it, to learn from it. But we create our own families, like you say, and that's the real meaning. So, you know, just because we're born into a family, you know, quote unquote, doesn't mean that they really are our family. Sometimes they're our worst enemy, and sometimes we have to go out in the world and search and rebuild and find out, you know, who is Brandon? What is his purpose? You know, where are his people at? You know, that's been waiting for him, you know, so many years. So, you know, that's how we have to take risks.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sometimes you do have to take risks, but they turn out to be absolutely wonderful. And that's all in how you perceive it and create it. It's all up to you.
Yeah.
Any situation is a good situation if you think of it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a cute squeak.
I love to laugh. I love your laugh, by the way. It's so energetic. It's good to laugh. Actually, laughing is a form of healing for those that don't know. So it's very good.
Aw, well, thank you. I love laughing. Oh my gosh, that was like another thing that I really wanted to make a point of is that, man, I wrote a song too, and it's called I Don't Laugh Enough Anymore. And I truly realized that, wow, I just don't laugh anymore. Like, I remember all the time being a little kid just laughing so hard that, like, I couldn't even bear it. It was killing my stomach. And you know what? By the way, that is an amazing workout for those of you out there that are looking for a nice little workout. How about laughing your ass off? Literally, take that into a pun. And you will have no more butts if you're trying to get rid of your big butt.
I want to say, Dream Teacher, that you are so gifted in so many ways that, you know, I love your voice. I love, you know, your song. You're so creative that you came up with your own intro, your voice, The music is phenomenal. I'm so addicted to it. And the words, you know, you created your, well, the music came, you know, the music was based off of the Cheetah Girls, though, but you did your own thing. You reworded, you know, a couple of the words, and it's about humanity and love and light and God and waking up, and that inspires me, and I just see so much success in your future. You're totally through humanitarian and human rights activist, and there's lots of things coming your way.
Oh, that's so nice. It's so nice of you to say. I'm grateful for that. And I'm so glad that we are now in connection and that we can share in this beautiful process. Because, again, I take everybody with me. You know, all the people that support me and I give support to, I want them to stay in my life. And especially you, Chance. I really do hope that we do something together, because I know that you are a very, very wise person, and that we could do some pretty awesome things.
Most definitely.
I did want to talk about, I don't know, some of you listening have, I've told you about my idea called Big House, Big Heart, Brandon Hauser. And I presented it with the idea of giving it like a halfway house kind of vibe, where, like, you know, people that really have no idea what they're doing, that will live together and, you know, take care of this big house, just living together and really supporting each other. And that really came up and resonated with me when Chance and I started speaking. And this could be a very, very good chance for it to come into fruition and for the house to actually be started. So I'm pretty excited about that. And we also talked about this whole making it almost like a psychic spiritual house kind of thing, where anybody that wants to come and just learn and learn about themselves and just come right on in. But I have a feeling that that could get really, really busy. So who knows how that's going to play out. But
the universe will play its course. But yeah.
Very much so.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully that we can get that jump start and kick in. If not, I'm sure we'll make plenty of other business ventures.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, we do have a bunch of callers already on the air. So I do want to take a quick break real quick, get a little freshen up, and play a song. I want to play a song, actually, in gratitude, high gratitude feelings for Dionysus, another Sikika, that's what he likes to be called, on Blog Talk Radio. And he showed me a song that I have been missing for so long. And as soon as I came into his room, he played it. And he was like, yeah, you know, Spirit kind of told me to play this as soon as you came in. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm going to play this for you. It's Vitas, opera number 2. We'll be doing readings after the song. All right, sound good, Chance?
It sounds good.
All right, here we go. Opera 2.
Достроен, но я в нем один. Хлопнула дверь. в окно, плачет опять надо мной. Это судьба, а судьбу не могу я ни о чем просить. Только я знаю, как после меня устав ветра голосит.
Crazy song. Oh my gosh. That, I don't know why, but it just inspires me so much. That man's voice is just so powerful. I love it. I absolutely love it. And he's like hardcore. I think he's just all Russian. And I've got some Russian in me, so I would love to inspire to hit that note, let me tell you.
Oh. Cool.
I have the deepest voice, but man, if I could hit that, I can. I mean, I'm trying. I'm working on it.
I like that music too. It has, you know, lots of vibes were going in that move. That music, being expressed, lots of emotions, and it just, you know, with me, that music, you know, I got a visual image of like, you know, the world trying to come together. But, you know, we keep pulling back, and, you know, that yell, that high note was just, you know, the symbol, the significance of, you know, of us, you know, being sort of, you know, destructive to one another and not, you know, reaching out for help. And
oh, I like that. I like that interpretation. I feel that totally. It really is. It's almost like a siren, you know, like a calling out.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was very emotional. I almost had that feeling from it. So yeah.
Oh my.
It's beautiful. Very touching.
Whew, I definitely feel it, and I hopefully I can do that one day and give that to you. Oh man, somebody just posted. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat. Hello, Luis Torres. Thank you for coming, and hello, Sunfire. Hopefully we'll get to you. And somebody just came into the chat in the building, and they posted a YouTube video. Hang on, I kind of want to see what it is real quick. Let's see. Open a new window. Just real quick, I'm curious. I don't have any speakers hooked up to my computer, so let's see. I think it's some guy making music and just using my chat as a spam thing. Huh. Well, if anybody sees it, check it out. I mean, there is a reason for everything, so there's got to be a reason that he... What? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I had to take a double take. I thought this was my house. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, hopefully y'all check that out. I don't even know what that is, so enjoy. Hopefully that the man gets the attention that he wanted. All right. We're going to go to our first caller. Going to go to area code 860.
Oh my God.
Hello, Paul, you're on the air. Please tell me your first name and where you're calling from.
It's Cal.
Oh, Cal, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. So is there something in particular that you're grateful for this evening?
Talking to you.
Oh, how sweet. Well, I'm definitely grateful that you called us tonight. Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. Oh, the switchboard is lively, and there's so many people. I'm so excited.
Well, I won't hold you for long.
Well, would you like a reading tonight, my darling?
Sure, why not?
All right. Now, what I do is I use fortune cards right now. And they're like tarot cards, just kind of a different version. And they're
okay.
They're a little more iconic with dreams. They have a lot of dream symbolism to them, and I find that they are predominant in my dreams, too. And what they really explain is how they picture them, they really relate to your dreams and the dream symbols. So I figured it was obvious that I should have them since I'm the dream teacher. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm shuffling the cards here for you, and I'm going to connect to you. Now, what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. And I want you to imagine that whenever you say the number, that you are sending me that number, literally from your brain to mine, right in the middle. I don't know if you know where the third eye is located, but it's in between both eyes. So if you could...
Okay, so wait, I pick 1 through 7?
Yes, 1 through 7.
Any number?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay. Do I have to tell you?
Yeah, say it out loud. Count from 1 to 7.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
Yeah, just like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, just go in that order?
Yep, just go start at 1 and then go to 7. That's all.
Okay. Okay,
right.
I'm going to go now. Sorry, we're listening to it on our actual radio and on my phone, so it's like a little bit of a lag.
Yeah, there is a bit of a lag. It goes to the internet and then like also the phone, so there will be a little bit, but not too bad. You'll get used to
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm going
to
go. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. Whew, that was really fast.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to do the reveal. Now, just because I want to make notes to previous callers, it was a little fast, so I feel like it might not add up instantly. Okay. All right. Now, immediately, what I see, your central card is the man. So there's some kind of man that is going to... you're going to be focusing on, I feel like it's a lover. And,
okay.
Let's see. Let me just go to the beginning. Now we have the stork, which is a card of movement, okay? Things that have been put on the back burner, if you will be pushed into action now. And I feel like it's something with your professional life, with your own business or whatever you're doing. And there's big money in your concerns. There's definitely money coming into your possession if it's not already. And it's going to be brought about, I think, by a male figure, or that it's just going to be shared with the male figure. And then the male is next to the heart. So that definitely suggests a love. And since it's the man, it's, you know, the man of your life, you know. Of course, Nate. But the heart is next to the mouth. And the mouth it's not an entirely positive card. It is a bit negative, and it usually represents a loss versus a gain. And now loss is all in your determination, in your perception. You can view loss as a bad thing or a good thing. I personally would choose to follow it as a good thing because, you know, out of all bad things is that silver lining. There's always something good to balance it out. But
right.
This loss is kind of going to provoke some deep-rooted fears, I feel. It's going to provoke definitely fearful and alarming kind of feelings. And
okay.
I think what needs to be done is that you really need to just recognize them since they're going to be brought to your attention. Consciously become aware of them, and once you do and you express that emotion and that feeling, they more or less, they're pretty much just like diminished once you really acknowledge it. That's a big point that I want to bring across, is that acknowledging feelings like that really just kind of pushes them out and almost heals them in a way. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that
I
resonate?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much spot on, I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good. Did you feel something similar with Cal?
I think you did a good job on that. I pretty much got the same stuff that you were getting as well, so you did good on that.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I figured so. Hopefully that this money definitely turns good.
Everything was exactly right. I mean, I don't know about the feelings yet. They have not come. I'm a little scared. But it's pretty spot on.
It's nothing too big. Like, it's the mouse. So it really represents almost like a kind of nitpicking in a way. Something that's, like, eating away, like, slowly nibbling, you know?
Yeah.
It's nothing that you obviously won't be able to handle, you know? It's something that you can really recognize and take control of.
Good to know.
Definitely. You're a very, very strong person, strong individual. I know that you have your set ways and that your beliefs, and I definitely value and I appreciate everything that you stand for and your beliefs, because
you're
a very, very person, and I love it.
Yay! Oh, Corey wants me to tell you that he says hi.
Hi, Corey. Tell Nate I said
hi,
too.
He says hi, Corey. Oh, he's listening, too.
Shit. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Are you guys in the chat room?
Me and Corey?
Yeah.
No. I'm calling in on my phone, and he put his iPod up on our dock so we can hear it.
Oh, wow. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, we got a little fancy setup for you here.
Ooh, well, dang. I wish I was over there. What the F?
Me
Actually,
too.
I might be going out with my cousin, so maybe we can stop by.
With Jess?
No, Rachel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you should.
Good. All right. Well, then I'll hit you up after the show. But I do want to remind you that every show is archived. So if you would like to listen to your reading again, you can just go ahead and click on my profile on Blog Talk Radio and then either click download or iTunes. And it just goes right to your iTunes and you can listen to it whenever you want. So,
will do.
All right. Good stuff. Well, thank you, Cal. Thank you for calling in.
No, thank you for having me. And hopefully I will talk to you when you're done.
Definitely. All right, hon. Well, thank you again. Right. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that was a fun little call. That is my friend, Cal. She is from Buffalo, and hopefully I'll be hanging out with her later. Well, that was a pretty good one. Oh, Dionysus. Hey, buddy. Thanks for coming to my show. Are you having a show right now? Are we, like, in competition right now or something? Because I don't know what's going on, but I had this show for weeks. Oh, I sent out a song for you, too. You missed it. Oh, well. You can catch it on the archives. All right. Well, all of our callers are, like, gone. I don't even know where they went.
Okay.
But we do have a 440 caller, so I'm going to go ahead and put them through and see. Ooh, weird. Hello, 440.
440 what?
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's good?
What oh, my God. Hang on. Okay. Hang on.
What? Sorry.
I'm, like, trying to multitask here and, like, typing all this. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving, Tony.
Happy Thanksgiving, Brandon. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. So, tell me, what are you grateful for this evening?
I am grateful to be alive.
Oh, how wonderful. Being alive is such a beautiful thing, as, you know, we kind of chose to be here, so.
Well, because I don't know if I've told you lately, but my life has been a little stressful. So.
What was that? I'm sorry.
My life has been a little stressful this past week.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, like, I'm just glad to be alive right now.
Aw, well, that's good. Hey, at least you're just alive and well and kicking, and definitely
right.
Grateful. And I feel like that gives people the most abundant and prosperous life. It's just being happy to be alive.
I'm very actually, there's a lot of things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I have my own place and that I'm alive and I have, like, jobs and, you know, at least I work. Some people don't have that.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
I have people that care about me, so I'm thankful for all of that and more, not just being alive, but that was just, like, the first thing that came to mind.
Aw. Hey, well, that's always good. So would you like a little bit of a reading tonight? See if we can break some of that stress.
Before this, though, I would like to apologize to the person, Tiffany, I gave a reading last week. I felt really bad for that. And those rooms broke. They're broke. They're sitting next to my bed, actually, in pieces. And I don't know how they broke, but they did. And we're going to get on with that. Because the last set of ruins I made somehow mysteriously disappeared at the medieval fair in Florida. I don't know how that one went, but...
I was like a reading.
Moving on. Stop digressing.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I'm going to stop digressing. We're going to move on now.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you your reading. What I need you to do, same drill, count in increments from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay. 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, beautiful. Okay. I'm going to do the reveal for you. Sorry, it's a little loud here again. We're in Buffalo surrounding, so you'll hear the family running around, which is quite all right. It's nice with a little hustle and bustle in the background. Okay.
Wait, you're in Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm in Buffalo right now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm up here visiting family for vacation. Of course. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Yeah. It's Thanksgiving. Why wouldn't you be?
Exactly. All right. Now, with your card, the very central card and your main focus is going to be friends. Loyal friends, trusty friends. Now, there's some interesting cards surrounding this, so I'll tell you what's going on. There's some transitions. The first card is the woman. I feel a very motherly instinct for some reason. Have you been in communication or has been anything going on with your mom maybe?
I just left her like 2 hours, no, not even an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just left her like an hour ago and she's helping me out a lot because like a lot of bad things have been happening and I ain't had no money lately because of them. So she's going to pay.
There's really big things going on, and I think this motherly, nurturing feeling is going to provoke you to be strong and bold with these big things that are coming up with you. There's really big emotions, big feelings coming up. All right, that's the bear. Now, the bear is next to the road, and that is very suggestive of change, as you may know. So there's going to be a direction with maybe friends, and I think it might be friends that are kind of tricking you in a way.
Wait, say that again?
It's with your friends, and changes are going to be happening with your friends. And it could be with ones that are, like, tricking you in a way. And it's definitely telling me that you need to keep quiet. Okay, you don't always have to say everything that's on your mind. And with that, I think a big obstacle is coming your way. And I think what that is something is going to be put on hold. The last card is the coffin, and that is saying that matters are going to be at a standstill and that not much is going to be happening. Chance, what do you feel for Tony?
Well, let's see. What I feel for Tony is just someone who is trying to get his life together, trying to get past addictions. He's trying to figure out who his friends are. And right now is focusing on loving himself instead of focusing so much on relationship like he was doing a couple of months ago, though. But, you know, I do think a relationship is right around the corner for him, though. But right now he's focusing on his health and pretty much keeping, you know, everything good for him on his, you know, his own expectations of pleasing himself and not pleasing others, and being a best friend to himself, because he has learned that, you know, hanging out with so many people and trusting them can get him into trouble. So that's just something general I picked up around him.
Okay. Very good. So, Tony, how do you feel? Does that resonate with you?
Yes and no. Like, it's not so much trouble I get into. It's just stuff I happen to end up doing. I don't get in trouble. I just do things that you really shouldn't do.
Yeah, like, you know, partying and, you know, yeah. You're just at the wrong place, in the wrong environment, and with the wrong type of, you know, addiction problems, things of that sort.
Correctly. Yeah, I can see where the addiction part's coming in, because that's been more so like this last week and a half.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
Well, thank you for calling.
Well, I mean, hopefully that you gain something from that. Again, look out for these matters that are going to be at a standstill, and notice what you can do with them. Again, there's changes coming in, which are always good. That's the only constant we can count on, is definitely change. So welcome it, embrace it, and let it show you what it needs to show you, okay?
Okay, but, like, what kind of change are we speaking here?
Well, it was, I feel that it has to do with friends.
Okay.
And people that should be loyal to you.
The transformation within your body, health, and mind, getting over addictions and struggles, and being more committed towards yourself and others. Your promise.
Yeah, I know. I've been having problems with that lately, feeling like I'm doing everything for everybody else and nothing for me.
Oh my goodness! Yes, you definitely need to start taking some time out for yourself, because you can't truly give when you have it for yourself. What I'm saying is, you know, you've heard that typical saying, you can't love someone until you love yourself. That's so true, but that goes for everything else. You can't give away anything until you give to yourself. You really have to make sure that your personal self is okay.
I got like 3 jobs, and I go to school, and I'm at like church like twice a week.
That's true, and that's very good. That's very good for yourself. But like
I'm very busy, and I feel like I'm doing it for everybody else, though.
See, yeah, exactly. I was just going to ask you if you're doing it for yourself or someone else. And you really need to. That's what you need to kind of cut out, is doing things for other people. It's a nice, okay, not like that. Like, don't take it that way. Take it.
Well, yeah, you still do nice things and good things for people, just like, you know.
Exactly.
My life.
Giving is definitely one of the best gifts. Definitely. And it really, I'm pretty sure there's even a scientific study on this, that when you give gifts, it creates a higher frequency in your brain than actually receiving a gift. So,
yes, that is a scientific study that has been proven.
Exactly. So I think you should recognize that and take it in for what it's worth, and hopefully create something better. Get that better surrounding, get yourself to where you really need to be so that you can continue your work. Because I'm already very proud of you. I'm so glad that you approached me, you know, to start a show. Hopefully we see that coming up soon. You know, readings with Tony, you may choose. But
you told me the other day.
What was that?
You were talking about it to me the other day.
Yeah, exactly. So get stuff in motion. Do some stuff for yourself. I really think that doing a show would greatly benefit you. I actually just wrote a blog about how my life has changed because of Blog Talk Radio. And I think you should definitely go ahead and take a chance to read that. The link, I can tell you the link right now, and that way you can have it for future reference. It's hubpages.com/profile/itsb07.
I'm not going to remember that. I'm going to text you after the show and tell you to send that to me.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say it for future archive listeners as well. So check that out. And actually, it might even be posted on my Blog Talk page. I'm not sure. I wasn't able to find it, like, looking at my profile myself, but it's under, like, all my archives and stuff. So get a chance, definitely check it out. And, yeah, again, thank you, Tony, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I'm just going to go ahead and put you on mute, so if you want to listen, you can go ahead and listen. If not, you can hang up. So, again.
Okay, well, hold on. I got one more thing to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. So, I got something for you, but I can't tell you what it is. I'm surprised that you get it next week sometime at some point.
Oh, boy. Well, I do have to mention, I am moving as soon as I come back, so hopefully we can rendezvous. I'm moving to East Cleveland. So...
When? Like, as soon as you come back?
Pretty much, more or less. I hate the house I'm living in, so... But hey, I do want to... Yeah, I'll hit you up after the show, and we can talk more. But again, thank you for calling in. Hopefully you have a great 9 minutes of Thanksgiving left.
Yes, thank you, but I'm going to hit you up. Well, you could try to hit me up. I might be up for a little while longer. I don't know how long, because I got to work in the morning, and I got to work, like, a 12-hour shift tomorrow.
Well,
so... All
right. Well, I'll hit you up and we'll see if it pans out. Thank you for calling, Tony. All right, Chance.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. I greatly
appreciate
it.
You're very welcome.
And
thank you for having me.
Glad that you were here. Oh, absolutely. So.
It's a great show, and it's a great way to reach out to people. And I just want to say that, you know, people that want to get a reading from you, to please visit you on your, you know, your website. The icons are located in the description, though. But you're an awesome reader and a gift to the world. So please check out the Dream Teacher. He knows what he's talking about.
Aw, you're so kind. Infinite love and gratitude. Thank you so much for coming, Chance, and have a great 8 minutes now of Thanksgiving left.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Take it easy. All right. Well, thank you again, Chance, for coming on the show. Now we have another special guest. Hopefully he's ready because we're putting him through. Dionysus.
Hello.
Hello.
I know. my voice feels really weird, so, like, it's really low. I'm sorry.
Ooh. Oh, no, totally fine. I mean, join the low voice club.
No, I sound like you. It is terrible.
Okay.
Well,
I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving. There's 7 minutes left, so I'm still on time.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. You know, I actually was just going to call you and just say happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone else.
Wow. Totally fine. Thank you.
But
now you need to tell me. You need to tell me what you're grateful for this evening.
I had this question in school, so thankfully I am prepared to answer this. I'm thankful for simply being, and I'm thankful for meeting everyone that I've ever met in my life, for good or for bad, because every last interaction that I've ever made with any person, whether alive or a spirit or just an energy, I'm thankful for meeting it and having it brought to my attention as a means of gathering just knowledge and knowing how to interact with people better. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, of course, absolutely. That is definitely something to be grateful for, I think so. I'm always grateful for the people that come into my life, whether they're bad, whether they're good influences. either way, I'm just so happy that I have a chance to interact with people, you know, just to be able to communicate. I don't know. I'm just a big fan of communication. I love being able to talk and expand and share ideas and create with other people, oh my gosh, my favorite thing is just to bounce ideas off of each other and see what comes out of it. It's so fun.
It is. Oh my God, listen to my voice. It's terrible. Sorry.
Have you been talking a lot today?
I've been singing a lot and talking a lot, but I think I'm sick or something. Like, there's something going on. I don't know, my throat is terrible.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
well, you need
better.
To give yourself some vocal rest here.
Yeah. No, I just need to stop singing. Like, last night, I was, like, doing all these different, like, operatic vocal exercises, like, all
mm-hmm.
times. And I was just doing notes that I shouldn't have been doing.
Were you trying to sing Vitas Opera number
yes,
2?
Yes, I was singing it.
I've totally been singing it. You know what it does? It strains. I can feel it on the bottom of my throat, like right where your glands are, where the doctor checks,
yes.
That stretches. It's that note stretches
them
out
so
much.
Yep,
it's so crazy. I played that for you today, and I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful that Dionysus showed me this song. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's
no
so
way.
Awesome.
You're funny. You're crazy.
So I have this list, and I've been trying to sing it for a while, but I don't know.
Wow.
Kind of picking out, kind of not.
Yeah, it's something that you really have to work on.
Right? I think that guy trained for, like, ever before he could, like, hit that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's an opera singer, so, you know.
I don't know. I haven't heard many guy opera singers that can really hit that.
Oh, I found a bunch, and I can't wait to show you all of them.
Oh, yes. I knew it. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Well, we have a couple people in the chat room right now. I don't know if you want to do any guest readings or anything, but there's nobody in the queue right now, so if you want to talk, I'm totally down with talking, and I know you love talking, but it's up to you.
Yeah, well, what do you mean by, like, guest readings? What does that mean?
Well, like, I mean, if you wanted to stay on the line while other
yeah,
people call them,
definitely. I would love to.
Well, we'll just sit here and wait.
Okay. Definitely.
I want to say hi to everybody in the chat. Byron Avery, thank you for coming. And, of course, Dionysus, you're already in there. And Sunfire, thank you very much for coming. And if you guys would like to get a nice little reading by myself and Dionysus, please call in at 646-727-2870. And, yes, I have memorized that phone number. So it is everywhere.
Congratulations.
I haven't quite memorized my host pin yet, but I'm getting there.
Oh, I know mine. See, I know my host pin, and I know the little number that I have to call in as a host.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the call-in number.
My call-in number? How weird is this? Ends in 4444.
Oh, your pin?
No, my call-in number.
Oh, the host call-in number. Mine does, too.
Yeah.
Yep, I think almost everyone does. I think.
Does it? I thought that was special.
No, but our host pins are special.
Yeah, those are definitely unique.
Yep, I hope so.
I wonder how many people that have started an account. Oh my gosh.
Millions, of course, probably.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right, my cousin is on the queue, so I'm going to go ahead and put her through right now.
Oh, boy.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Brandon, you did not put me on the...
I did. Happy Thanksgiving. We have 1 minute left, so happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for calling in. What are you grateful for this evening?
What?
What are you grateful for this evening? Quickly, before the minute's up.
What am I doing?
Grateful for.
Grade school.
Honey,
it's
Thanksgiving.
About?
It's Thanksgiving, hon. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for, I don't know, life in general. But
well,
I'm not in the mood to answer this right now. I feel embarrassed. All right, everyone say, listen to me. Okay, guys.
No, don't feel embarrassed. Why?
I don't. Yes, Thanksgiving was fun. I was working with older people today, and that's my life.
Well, that is a beautiful path. Taking care of other people is always a very noble and admirable thing. And I thank you personally for taking better care of our elder humanity and for all those old people, because I know you are truly a compassionate soul and that you really want to see good things happen. So thank you for being such a wonderful person. And, of course, my loving cousin that I love so much.
Oh, I know.
Seems like you want somebody to take care of her.
I know. You're my twin, my other half.
Cousin, would you like
you
a
are.
Reading tonight?
What?
Would you like a reading tonight?
Sure, I'll take a reading.
All right.
Yay.
Are you ready for the smooth card action?
I know, me with my new baritone voice.
I change frequently, you know, I go with the flow. Alright, what I need you to do is count in increments from 1 to 7, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Alright. 1. 2. 3, 5, 6, 7.
Beautiful. Yes, I know you skipped 4. That's a pretty interesting.
Shut up. I skipped 4 for a reason. You know, and I'm not saying that number.
Oh, man. That was unique.
Well, we had a little experience where I hypnotized Rachel. And I had her forget the number 4.
Oh.
And she forgot the number, and she said it in Spanish. When she found it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe that. So I think it's really ironic how when I have them count numbers, which is the same way I do hypnosis, and that's what I'm really doing as well, is when I have them count, they're really progressing and pushing themselves into almost the state of hypnosis, which is why I love when I'm
progressing. Okay.
What?
I get it.
Now, what I see, there is a man in your central card, and that's going to be very predominant in your thoughts. It'll be kind of like the main focus, if you will. Well, let's go to the first card. We have the stork, which is a moving card, definitely lots of movement. And it's suggesting that matters that have been stagnant will be pushed along now. And it has to do with your professional life. And, you know, what you do for a living, career, whichever, something that you may want to do on the side, just your profession. And now, the lily is next to the mouse, and I'm feeling that it's a man that is kind of taking away, as the mouse is not completely positive, it is a bit negative, and it suggests a loss over a gain, as stated before. So it's kind of something eating away at you a little bit. And it has to do with your house, maybe like the man of the house. And I feel that your home is going to get, it's going to get big, okay? There's going to be some things going on with it. It's telling you to be strong and bold. Keep a strong and bold attitude, and very positive, of course. And if you do that, you keep that in mind, there's something in your future that you're going to have to cut yourself off from, as the Sith is the last card, and it suggests that it's a cutting free of something, whether it's a person, a thing, you know, that's tangible that you can, you know, physically hold of. But I'm feeling that it could be related to this big positive feeling for some reason. I don't understand that connection, really. Let me take a look real quick in the book. Dionysus, do you want to tell her what you feel?
All right, what I feel so much, first off, because my stomach, you know, like, I guess that solar plexus energy, it is just, like, really, really activated. You know that feeling when you get butterflies? I'm like, that's what I feel right now. So I'm going to say that this relates to you. eventually I feel like you're going to become someone who's like, you're just going to be so used to, you're going to be forced to help people, which is something that I feel like you don't like. And I feel like it, even as far as a relationship with like a guy, you're going to be the one who has to do everything in the relationship.
Yep.
And even now you may find yourself always having to do everything. It's not that you necessarily want to do it, because it's almost like it's forced onto you. You are a good person, but you don't have enough energy of your own to help in the way that you want to help. It's like there's a difference between the way that you want to help people and then being forced to help people. I don't know. I just don't feel the connection there, like where your personal power has come into play. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like eventually, like, I can hear your voice, like, getting higher and high-pitched, and, like, you're, like, complaining about something, and it's with, like, this guy, I think. I just feels like a guy, and it's, like, it's just going to make you so stressed out, and this is going to continue even when you get older, like, you know, I don't know, like 32 or something, or maybe older than that, like 37 or something like that. And I feel like the hair, like it'll be bangs, like growed out, like down the front of your face, like little long little spiral stuff. It looks really nice, but it's not going to matter because it's going to be, you know, it's going to fall. It's not going to fall out, but it's going to be like, it's just not going to look as nice because you're going to be stressed out. Do you understand? Well, in the future, so.
Gotcha.
And
for some reason,
ahead.
I feel like it's the man of the house. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I feel like it's a very predominant male figure. It could be father, possibly. I'm not sure why I'm using father. I feel like it could be, maybe that's the person that's kind of eating away at you.
Yep, she's a carrier of burdens.
Yes, very much so.
Why, that stork thing that you said, that's immediately what I felt when you said stork.
Ooh.
And it reminded me of someone who carries everybody's burdens, as if everyone is like a baby around her. And do you often find yourself feeling like you wish everybody would grow up around you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely you feel that at work, too. And you don't need to feel that in your personal life if you're doing that at work already.
I don't know if she can separate them. I feel like she isn't able to separate them. Like,
I don't think so either.
Work life.
Yeah, I don't think so. I feel like there's a lot of interaction between that. Really, I want to mention, I feel like I have to say this, is that you kind of, in a way, need to put work in one state of mind and then everything else, you know, your personal in another. Like, keep them as separated as possible. Like, for example, when I was working, you know, my standard, normal, quote-unquote, human job, that I would interact completely different than I would, you know, in my close friends and relationships and home life. And it's not like some of it was on purpose, some of it wasn't, just because of the atmosphere and the attitude of the surroundings. But, like, I definitely carried a different demeanor to myself when I was at work. And I think you do that, too, to a certain extent. I feel like you just bring it with you everywhere you go. As if you want, like, people to be constantly on your shoulders. Do you understand? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And I think that might be the thing that you need to cut yourself off from, as that's what the fifth indicates, is cutting free, and really just cutting free of all of those big, nasty feelings.
One thing I'm going to have to say to you that I feel like that you may have to learn is that you're going to have to learn how to connect to, like, emotions, like lighter emotions, as opposed to, like, always wanting to defend yourself and how you feel about everything. Because
yeah.
It's like, it's almost like a cancer. You know, like the cancer people, they often always have to defend themselves for whatever reason. And but she just has that energy, like that energy, and it still does feel analytical and mental. It's almost as if She just needs to learn how to, like, not criticize and analyze everything and just go through the motions and just live life. One thing that I keep seeing a picture of is somebody just so dramatically flipping their hair back
and forth
and all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, what is this picture? And I wanted to laugh so bad. I don't really know how this relates to her. What does this mean?
What I feel is that I feel that she puts herself in a lot of those kind of situations where it's like that drama and that feeling kind of keeps her going in a way and, like, really just keeps her entertained and passes the time. Because there's not much else to do. And, you know, these people are fun. They're, you know, great. They know how to have a good time. But you know what? Only in the now moment, which is a very good thing, but, like, it's also really great to put faith in the future and future moments and what things you can do together. For example, when I come up, you know, we plan our visits and, you know, you're so excited for me to come up here and I'm so excited to be up here and party with you. Those are, like, things that you really can look forward to, and I feel like those are kind of true things because, you know, we come to each other through true hearts and compassion. Of course, we're, you know, related and we're family, and family always comes first. But really, we're all family, not just blood. We're all family. And you really need to treat that and all these other people just kind of the same way. Don't you bet yourself fall very fast. And that is something that I think needs to also be cut free from. Do you understand? Hello, darling. Oh, okay. Well, she's not here anymore.
Oh.
Are you still on? I don't know what happened. She's not on the board. Huh.
I feel like we need to provoke something.
I think we might have gotten to something here.
She was just either busy and, you know, into her own thing. One thing I did want to mention was that she needs to look to music. Like, she needs to start, like, just putting on headphones and, well, no, now I see her with, like, a white iPod just listening to all kinds of music, and that will, like, I don't know, that would be, like, something, a way for her to get, you know, out of her stress.
What we do, we have our jam sessions where she has a sick-ass system in her car, and we just bump around town scream singing, literally, like, scream singing the whole way. For, like, hours we'll do this, and it's so much fun. These are, like, the best times ever.
Oh, I don't know. I think I would go crazy.
Well, you couldn't handle that?
No way. I would just have to just act like a brat. I would just be so mad the whole entire trip. Yep. I don't know why. I don't know. I cannot take screaming. I think it's like...
Well, not like screaming, but we're just like singing our heart out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, screaming.
Not like screamo music. Not like...
No, screaming. Singing hearts out is just like screaming. it's all stuff I can never take. Oh, my God. The thought of it. I don't even want to think about it. It's the worst. Oh, well, I hope she got something out of it. She didn't really feel like it anyway. So.
Yeah, you know. State of mind.
Oh,
okay.
Well, she better treat her cousin better.
That's all right. I take it for what it's worth. All right, well, we have another caller. We're going to put him in area code 216. You're on the air. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Ah, well, this is Byron from Cleveland.
I knew it.
Ah, hey, Byron. How you doing?
I knew it.
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be out of work.
Definitely. You had to work today on Thanksgiving?
I kind of volunteered. I wanted the overtime.
Aw, well, that's good. Hey, we need people to keep the world going while everybody else is on break. So I appreciate that, and I thank you personally.
Well, my roommate's at work, too, so I figured, what the heck, might as well work today. Give somebody else a day off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's nice of you. Maybe you'll get a nice little break in the future.
Oh, well, I luckily get one of those on Christmas this year. First Christmas in 10 years I've had off.
Wow. You are a man dedicated to your job.
Well, you know, this year is the first year I'm actually going to have an extended family, so it's kind of nice.
Aw, well, that's exciting. That's so, oh my gosh, that's always so fun.
Yeah.
Well, would you like a reading tonight, Byron?
Yeah, you can try to walk me through one of these.
All right. Well, this is your first time, so what I need you to do, I'm shuffling the cards here for you. Yeah, this is my first time. Okay. you count in increments from 1 to 7, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
All right, beautiful. Let me do the reveal for you. All right, we have the cross, the child, the keys, the sith, the clover, the ship, and the sun. This is beautiful. Okay, now your central card is the sith. It's not entirely positive. It is a bit on the negative side, but again, that's all on how you view negativity. Negativity, for me, is merely just a chance for something else to change, something new to come in, something to realize, possibly, or something to grow from. So the sith is very indicative of cutting yourself free from something. I'm not quite sure what that relates to yet, but let's go to your first card. We have the cross, which is the card of more or less, quote-unquote, destiny. You're a spiritual person, not spiritual, like, religious. Like, you just, it's like a knowing, almost. And, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, you have faith, you know? And it really brings you this childlike state of bliss. You're really just flowing in it, and, like, a child has so many, I love children. They're so beautiful. They're so innocent. And carrying that through you into your adult life is a very, I think it's a very useful tool to have. Now we have the child next to the key, which is telling me that things that have been locked away will be unlocked now. Maybe it could be those childlike feelings that will kind of be really brought into play. But I think you're going to get something new out of it. Maybe some sort of new proposition, a new idea, possibly even like a new thought. Those are always fun because I love having a new thought and being able to mess around and play with it in my brain, especially for people that really like to analyze themselves and, you know, really look deep into themselves. Now, that could be what you might need to cut off from is, man, I'm not sure. This one is really throwing me off. Okay, just keep in mind that there's something that kind of needs to be cut out. Now, once this happens, it's going to bring you luck. And it's, like I said, the sith is next to the clover. So look for, actually, you don't even need to look for it. It's just there. It's like, it is. You are lucky. You are just being watched over. And it's definitely telling me that, like, your luck and fortune is in the hands of the gods. So let the spirit, God, whatever you believe in, take over because they're doing you good. And I feel, are you going to be traveling in possibly like the next day or so?
Maybe tomorrow night, going slightly out of town, but not anywhere major.
Right. Definitely not far. I see travel, definitely. And you're going to, it's going to be very good. It's surrounded by the clover and the sun. And the sun is your last card, which is very suggestive of love and light. You know, the light, the sun is our source energy, and you get everything from it. And it's surrounding your entire trip. So it's going to definitely be a very good trip. Now, Dionysus, can you tell me what you feel for Byron and see if you can see what this Sith is kind of screaming out here?
All right, Sith, what? All right, well, I wrote out a whole little thing here just because, I don't know, this is the first time I ever did this, like writing out everything that I felt about a person. but I did it so that I can have it all organized and in order. All right, the first thing that comes to mind is like the Virgo energy for me when I think about you, just showing me that you're someone who likes to take care of business and you do what you have to do in life. Like you're someone who likes to stick to things in like an orderly kind of way, and you like to stay super, super practical. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then all right, I wrote down that you feel like you're in good health. I feel you're a passionate person, even as far as relationships, and you expect your partners to be the same way with you, right?
Certainly.
And you are someone who you – one of the things that I feel is that you put an emphasis on doing things the right way, whereas that comes into conflict, like, with other people because it just turns them off in some ways. Do you understand this?
Oh,
like,
sure.
Maybe in school when you were younger, you didn't want to do things to get in trouble or whatever, and you probably got teased for it. And also, I feel like part of you, like, part of your personality was cut out from childhood. Like, it's like, I felt it earlier. I meant to write it down, but it's just something changed. Like, maybe you were teased for, like, being, like, I don't know if it was, like, nerdy or just really, just the way you communicated or something. It just was something that you were teased for or, you know, or some way that people responded weird to when you were younger. And in turn, you, I don't know, I guess it just changed who you were. You don't put so much passion out there for everyone to see now that that happened to you in the past. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
And what else did I write? All right. Oh, yeah, some people take your passion and energy as for a joke, especially, like, I think, like, female for some reason. I don't know if it's, like, your mom or whoever, but they kind of take your energy. Just the way you come off sometimes as, like, a joke. They don't take you serious. And that can probably be frustrating for you.
Certainly.
And also what I wrote was okay, I didn't write anymore. I didn't get a chance to write it. But what I felt was that, oh, yeah, as far as job, you definitely are someone who wants to go to the top. It's not like you're, like, you know, someone who's, you know, trying to be the boss and all that kind of stuff. But I just feel that you felt like, you know, those type of businessmen who are, they're good at their job, they show up, they're happy, they do what they're supposed to do and everything, but then they never get a raise. Or something like that.
Wow, so did you, like, read my autobiography or something?
No, it's just what I felt about you, you know, and from your name and everything. So I feel like eventually you're going to have to, you can't change your energy because that's so hard to do. I mean, like even me, like, I can't feel my own energy, so how will I know how to change it? And you can't feel your own energy, you just are who you are, so you can't really change it. But there's something about your energy that keeps you from being able to get, like, that quote-unquote raise or whatever. And I feel like when you claim your, like, intelligence and your ability and you actually become a little more assertive with, like, your bosses or whoever, even in life, even in relationships, like, this is so cheesy, but, like, you're gonna feel like it's cool and you're going to feel like, whoa, like, I have this new, like, power, like I can cause people to do things. So start initiating your power, okay?
Sure.
Even in relationships.
It is funny because I not only do I feel, but I know that I lock part of myself away, and that's always,
yep.
It's been that way, and I'm not going to, without going really in depth there, I mean, there is a very large part of my personality even that gets locked away. And I guess it's more of like a protection type thing. And it may have affected, I know it affected me in school, and it's probably what affects me in my job.
Yep, definitely.
Even now.
Definitely.
There you go. There you go.
It's and there to protect us, but sometimes it gets a little overzealous.
Yeah, and actually, a guy I've known for almost a year now, we've kind of dated off and on and all. He's even tried to bring some things out in me that he knows are there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Ah.
That's and that's good. What I'm going to see, and I'm going to Streetsboro see him tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Well, that's definitely
that's
like a fun trip. Yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
Fun. One thing I feel, don't let people make you do things that you don't want to do. You just seem like, I feel like when you get to like a certain point, you kind of bug out. And like, I don't know if I'm looking at like a scene or something, but that's just what I'm seeing for whatever reason. And I just feel compelled to tell you to not let other people get you to do something that you don't want to do, okay? But at the same time, own your own power. Know that you actually can affect things, and it might come off as, I feel so weird saying this word, but it'll feel like, you know, the sexy energy or whatever to some people. I don't know. I think it'll appeal to, like, females, oddly enough.
Well, granted, I've had a small female following for years. I hope to God not.
Well, I don't know. You recognize, you know, I don't. It's a good thing. It doesn't matter. You know, the more followers, the better.
Exactly.
So,
you have those positive people keeping you going.
The main course of your life, like, I can already see it. I don't know how old you are. You don't feel super old, but it's going to definitely be directed towards work and learning how to assert your power and learning how to, you're meant to function in a physical world. You don't feel like you're meant to be like a psychic or, you don't have to know about anything about that world. But like, I feel like you're just someone who's, your ultimate achievement probably in this lifetime would be taking care of a family. I just feel like you should have kids. I don't know why. I just feel like that was a part of your plan, and that's just what I feel. I know, but that's what I feel. And I feel like taking care of a family, it doesn't have to necessarily be kids, but it can, or your own. It can just be kids, period. Taking care of a family, having a job, being the boss of something, and leaving a, leaving, what is that word? I don't know, it's like almost being like in an heirloom or whatever, like being leaving something for someone else, almost like you started something, being the boss of something, maybe work or a business or something, and then having a position set for like maybe a child or someone else that's younger in your life. I feel like I just see like your whole life plan is scary.
Very laid out. Virgos, I feel, are like that. Well, Byron, I hope that you feel that it resonates with you. I don't want to cut you off, but we do have 2 minutes left, and we're going to try and get in this last caller. So thank you very much for calling in, and hopefully you have a wonderful after holiday, now that it's 12:27.
Certainly. Thank you both.
Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome,
coming,
buddy.
Byron. Have a good night.
Have fun. Don't be so restricted. God.
Take it easy, man.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. One last call. Area code 252. Let's do a speed round. I'm pretty sure it'll transfer through, right? Like, even if it runs over, it's still on the archive.
When it's over, it'll still be archived. It'll still, you know, continue.
All right. Good stuff. Well, let me do this 1 minute while we still have 1 minute left. Area code 252. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Teresa.
Okay.
Hi, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I would like to have a reading on a guy named Chris.
I know you, Teresa.
Yes, you do. How are you doing?
I'm great. Oh, well, this is cool. I've been hearing you all over the blog talk, and I've been like, I want to read her so bad again.
Ooh,
so here it is.
Yeah, here it is. Here's your chance. Tell me something.
Okay, well, too bad it's not my show. So, Brandon has to tell us how it goes.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool with me.
A little card reading first, and what I need you to do is from 1 to 7, and every time you say a number, I'm going to draw a card for you. So go ahead and begin at 1 whenever you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, beautiful. Are we going to do a little reveal?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have the coffin, the clouds, the road, the flowers, the cross, the envelope, and the heart. Okay. Now, Your central card is the flowers, which is a very, very positive card. And it suggests happy, giddy, young feelings. It sometimes relates to young girls, how, you know, positive they are and, like, in their little own happy, girly world, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the first card, now the coffin. That does not indicate death, but it is telling you that things are kind of going to be put on hold. And it has to do with your thoughts, as it is next to the clouds. It's
mm-hmm.
going to directly relate to that. So I feel like thinking is really kind of going to get that going in a way.
Mm-hmm.
There could be some worries or something going on.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you're worried about changes, but there's definitely changes coming up in your very near future, and it's going to make you very, very happy. It's going to reflect to you very positively as the flowers are next to the road. So welcome the change, embrace the change, and I feel you're going to be absolutely fine.
Okay.
Now, the flowers are next to the cross, and it is suggesting that you're very well connected to spirit, and that your hands or your life and destiny is in the hands of the gods, and that you really are just watched over and taken care of. And I feel like they're going to send you a message, and it's going to directly relate to your heart, however you feel about your heart, whether it's love of yourself, love for another, just love in general, and following your heart is always one of the best ways to go. I feel like that might be the message, is just to follow your heart, but I think you'll understand it more once you receive the message.
Mm-hmm.
Dionysus, what do you feel for Tusa?
All right, 1 second. I'm still writing about her, everything that I feel about her.
Wow.
This is new. I never did this before, but it's so much easier to, you know, put the energy into words
mm-hmm.
in this way so that I don't have to rush and stumble over my words or anything, because everyone knows I have a problem with speaking. I just don't know word English so well, obviously. All right. First thing that I put is Teresa's tired and she needs rest. You're tired of whatever's going on, the situation that's going on, and you need a rest from it. You don't ever want to rest, though. That's the problem. You don't want to rest in any way, shape, or form. You don't want to slow down. You don't really know how, and you don't know what to do when you slow down. Do you understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, definitely.
And so you need to learn how to rest. You need to learn how to slow down, and you need to learn how to just blank out of the situation. One thing that I noticed is that, like, you aren't so grounded. Now, that sounds cliche, and I hate sounding like any cliche psychic, so I'm going to tell you what that means in regular real-world terms.
Mm-hmm.
What being ungrounded means is, like, not focusing on the here and now of the present world, like, not being in, just not being attached to the physical world, almost like being in a dream mental state, or just being in my head, or being in a head all the time, in your head all the time. And the next thing that I wrote is that I sense a vague argument with, like, a brown guy, or maybe darker, and he may be, like, a bit bigger or built a little bit, and I feel like the argument may be kind of a part of the allure of being around him. It's really weird, and it's twisted, and it kind of makes me feel like you like danger, or you just like men to be like men, or you like men to be men, and I feel like that's something that you need to learn to move away from. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's really different, and this is the first time I ever felt that about you, but it just came out, like, just now. And then I wrote again, you're tired. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, I'm tired of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not acting, I don't know, he's not acting like a man, like you said.
I don't know why I wrote this. This is weird.
I know, it's right,
life,
though.
Your life
it's
will
right.
go on. I wrote that without even remembering I wrote that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
That
without
is
him.
Scary. I don't remember writing her life will go on. I do not remember writing that at all.
Wow.
This feels like someone else wrote this. This is so weird. I'm sorry. I'm like having a moment. This should be done. No, but all right. Let me put the pencil down and close the book. I'm scared.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like you know, the situation, God, it's just like, it's never ending. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Never ending. And, I mean, I feel like it's almost like you don't really know what else to do. I feel like your energies are just, like, totally with this thing. I mean, in your lifetime, you're not somebody who's supposed to express, like, you know, working and business as opposed to, like, the former caller. Like, his life was totally meant for business and working and all that kind of stuff, whereas yours is not really about that. Yours is about experiencing things, but ultimately, your life is about, I guess it's about taking off the shell that you have because you're ready to fight. That's what I feel like. Sometimes you're just ready to fight, and
that's
something you need to take off. You need to get rid of that shell, put that to the side. You're not going to become a regular nurturer, like regular mother, in any way, shape, or form. Like, I can tell you that now. Like, you're not going to be that mother who's like, oh, no, Donovan, or no, Danny.
I was thinking about that the other day here.
That's not you. You're not going to be
that.
That's
not me.
And what I feel is that when you have a kid, when you interact with children, if you get to that point in your life, which I think you should, you will find that you will change, honestly, though. You won't be that, you know, oh, Danny or anything but like that, but you will find that a newer energy is brought into your life, and you will put it'll probably be a son, I think. I just feel like that. And you will put, that son will be the man in your life. You will be forced to take care of that person in your life. That will be the man in your life as opposed to everyone else. And you'll have a mission. You'll have a directive. You'll have something to do in your life. Do you understand?
I got kids, and I got the boy, and he is the man in my life.
Okay.
You are right. I'm forced to take care of him. I'm like, oh, my God. He's getting on my nerve. I wish he would grow up like the other men in my life. I wish he would grow up and get out of my bed. But he's like, he's right there, and he's like, Ma, Ma, Ma. So I can't do nothing but pay attention to him and do what he tells me to do.
That's what you need to do. Honestly, and your kid is going to love you. Like, your kid, I don't know how old he is, but, like, when he gets even older, like, he's going to be a fighter for you. It's going to be so crazy. Like he'll definitely defend you, like, to the end. Like, you can count on that. Like, definitely going to be strong, and definitely it's going to be for you. Do you understand? And he's not really going to like any of the men that you deal with, so you got to kind of, you know.
Oh, really?
Find somebody who's good for you. If you find somebody who's positive, like, he'll love him. You know the kind of guy that you need? You need the kind of guy, I know it's cheesy, but I can see him. He's, like, the kind of guy who's really happy. He is kind of built, like, all right, I don't want to sound like any prediction type of psychic, because you know how I am. You know I'm not that kind of, you know, I don't want to be cliche or anything. But, like,
right.
I just feel like I can see it, and I can feel it. Like, this guy, he has on one of those big bubbly jackets, like the black jackets that are big, and you know, he's hugging everybody, and you know, family members like him. At one point in his life, he was into, like, you know, some kind of, like, not drugs or anything, but you know, just something bad.
He was wild.
Yeah, but I feel like if you just find this person, like, he will buy stuff for you and your son and everything, and connect to that energy. I can't explain it. Like, I don't.
So it's not that. It's not that big old black dude that you.
No. He is just like, I think he's getting on my nerves. I don't know. Unless he's changing like this. Unless he, like, all right, like this guy, I think he has like an earring on the left ear. I mean, like, you know, unless he has that, I don't think it's him.
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe he has. I don't know.
If he has that and if he's changed and everything, then maybe it is him. But other than that, that is what you need. This guy is real. He's normal. He cares about his family. He's still, like, kind of, like, I'm going to say, like, hood as in a sense that he's real. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he keeps it. Yeah, up front, yeah.
You need to connect to that energy, and then you'll get, you know, you'll get out of all the you know, the arguments and all that good stuff, and you'll find that you can just be a woman, you can just be a lady, you can be, you know, you don't have to be so strong all the time and fight all the time. You have somebody else who wants to fight for you.
Right. That'd be a good thing. Maybe that shell will come off then, huh?
It will. It'll definitely come off. Definitely.
Okay.
And then you won't ever have to call any more psychics.
Okay. There you go. And there you go.
No. But I heard you in, like, so many different shows. I'm like, oh, my God, I need to read her. I need to find her.
Yeah.
No. How I feel. And I'm glad this all worked out. And Brandon,
but do you feel anything about my friend Chris? He's no romantic connection or anything.
No. Oh, wait, 1 second. Chris, all right, I feel slow, like I walk with like my mouth open or something like that, or like I just have my mouth open. Sometimes I'll call it with my mouth open. Does he do that?
I think so.
Okay. And like you know me and my feelings.
Yeah, I know.
But like, I feel like my mouth is just open and I'm just there, like blank, like there's just nothing. I don't know. Is he? It doesn't.
That's him.
He's
a little slow. He trying kind of leaves on me for a lot of answers, and I'm trying to help him.
Hard to deal
with,
I know, because it's like nothing. He's just one of those kind of people that it feels like nothing. Just annoying, that's what I'm going to say. Because you have to put so much out there and try to help this person, it's almost like nothing's really getting received, I guess. Or maybe he's just annoying. I don't know. He just has that
And
energy.
I don't know what to do with him, but I know he doesn't have a lot of friends. And I'm
well, keep him around. Cause this is God's or the universe's way of having you open up. Basically, this is where God is testing you and seeing what you do. I mean, honestly, I don't feel all that crazy spiritual stuff in your life where, you know, some people, they have all these spiritual things, like I feel like I do. Like, I'm always, you know, always testing and always have to go through this nonsense, you know, with the spirits and the angels and the breaking the rules and the commandments and all that stuff. I don't feel that for you.
Right.
You don't have to worry about all that stuff. It's just that you just have to notice that when he does test you, like, make sure you pass it, you know, or when she or he or the universe or whatever tests you, just pass it. So just know that you just need to have this person around, and just, they may start liking you at one point, but you can just ignore it.
That's what I've been doing.
Yep, yeah, just ignore it, and you know, he'll get, he's not really, it's going to take I don't know what it is, I don't feel like he's ever going to really learn anything, but this is just, it's just good for you to have him near you, because he doesn't really add anything, and he doesn't really take anything away.
Yeah, he's just there, like.
Yeah, and I mean, those kind of people, they're meant to be there for a reason. Don't ever knock it. Like,
will he ever get a girlfriend? Because he keeps on testing me, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, no, you don't need
to. He thinks I'm psychic. I don't know. He claims I'm psychic.
Oh, you are. Definitely.
And I'll be telling him what would be coming to my imagination, and I don't know what to tell.
Imagination is the reward.
I'd be telling him, and he'd be like, yeah, and God told me that too. And I'd be like, okay.
Oh,
no, wow. I don't mean to make fun of him, but, you know, he'd be really like, yeah, God told me that too, and God told me this.
No, I used to say that when I was little. Oh, my God, I used to be like, Mom, God told me, like, you know, whatever. So I understand that.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I feel like, you know, for him, you may be psychic. And I think, didn't I tell you I felt like you had that kind of, like, thing,
yeah.
But it's not like all spiritual, because you know how I feel about being psychic. It's not so special or anything. It's just normal, and it's like, if you can feel happiness and you can feel sadness and you know the difference between both of them, then that's being psychic. Knowing the difference between energies that you can't touch or see or hear or smell or taste, and that's all being psychic is, plain and simple.
Right.
So you can do that. If you can do that with him, and, you know, then you are psychic for him, and you can do it easily with him because you're not trying to do anything. You think it's crazy anyway, so you probably open yourself up to, like, all this information that you would never do normally.
Yeah, but apparently I'm right, because I asked some other people what I told. I told him some stuff, and I went back and asked some other people. Yeah, I told him that because it came from my imagination. And she was like, yeah, that's correct. I see it's going to happen in 6 months for him. So I was like, really? She said, yeah, you should go and, you know, apply, because I be on King, right? I ain't going to lie. And I be getting 99 cents.
I
be getting 99 cents reading. But anyway.
Oh, really?
She told me to hang up. She told me to join, and I can make a, you know, make some money.
Yeah, you could. You should. Being psychic is just not that hard. It's just that you want to put, if you want to do it, like, if don't charge like $1 million or anything. You know, don't get crazy. Just have
99
fun.
Cents, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if you're giving information, if you're getting information, then definitely do it. I mean, I feel like your energies are high enough to pick up information. Like,
mm-hmm.
definitely high enough. And, you know, some people have low vibrations, and, like, you know, you and Brandon here and, you know, most of the psychics that I see have high energy. So I know that,
mm-hmm.
you definitely have the capabilities for it. You just have to make sure that you perfect your craft. And I guess the best advice is to learn how to differentiate between different energies, the energy of being sad, the energy of being happy. You know those, right? You know
yeah.
the energy of being scared. The energy
of being confused, or
yeah,
being
now,
taken away.
Now
yeah,
I
know exactly
take
what you're
it up
saying.
A notch and get to
yeah.
the energy of a female, the energy of a black male, the energy of a little baby who is alive, the energy of your hair being in a weave or something like that. You know, like all that stuff. Like it all has
okay.
energy. So that's when you start like, oh man, that's psychic. You know what I mean? That's when you're perfecting your craft, and that's when I feel like a person should be able to charge money, you know. So
mm-hmm.
learn energy, get out there and stick to this. This is fun for you. This is something that's fun as opposed to these relationships, that energy of you with that other guy, right now, whatever's stressing you out, like that one, like just
yeah, he
get
is
rid of that.
By,
like,
I don't even know what to do with it.
Doing this reading stuff, keep this up right now. This is
yes.
fun. I feel happy about this. So I hope I helped you a little bit. You have to come
yes,
find us.
Has.
I don't even know what your name is on here, on Blog Talk.
I keep that confidential.
Oh, no, well, come add me or something, you know.
Okay, I will.
Yeah,
I'll DM you.
Definitely. Add
yeah.
a photo of us.
Okay.
And by the way, I wanted to let you know that other people are picking up on your gifts. We have Sunfire in the chat room letting me know that you definitely have more than a few gifts. So keep looking.
Okay.
Keep gaining those. They're really going to help put you in wonderful transition. Again, embrace those changes. They're absolutely beautiful.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll pay attention to myself, to the energy around me.
Yeah.
Good. So, all right. Well, what I want to do is to end the show. So I want everybody to stay on the line. Now, for some reason, I don't know why, but I need to do something. All right, I'm going to mute everybody. Dionysus, thank you so much for coming and reading on the show. I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to have to mute you. And Teresa, again, thank you for calling in. I'm just going to make sure you guys stay on the line. I'm just
okay.
going to put you guys on mute. Again, thank you, Teresa, and have an amazing night.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. All right, and Dionysus, thank you very much again. And
welcome, buddy.
Go ahead and sit on the line.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Now, oh my goodness, what happened to my switchboard? It's totally... What's going on? Are you still here, Dionysus?
Am I?
Yeah, you're still here.
Okay. Hey, my voice got higher. See, being around positive people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right. Well, I don't know why, but Blog Talk just totally screwed up my switchboard. So if you could mute your phone, that would be awesome.
All right, I'll just mute it.
All right, thank you. All right, again, thank you all so much for coming. Now, for some reason, I was kind of told do this, and I really think that it would be something to benefit for all. And in lieu of the holiday season, I want to give you all a gift that I am very glad to give. And I know you've been listening to me for a while, but it is the gift of voice and song that I want to sing to you. And it's just a little clip of a song that has been kind of predominant in my recent future. So I'm just going to go ahead and get on with it. I hope you guys enjoy. Again, thank you for staying and listening. I finally stopped tripping on my youth.
I finally got lost inside of you. I finally know I needed to grow. And finally my maze has been solved. And finally, now my destiny can begin. Though we will have our differences, something strange and new is happening. And finally, now my life doesn't seem so bad. It's the best that I've ever had. Gave my love to him finally. I hope you all give your love as I give you plenty. Thank you all so much for listening. And if you're listening on archives, make sure you tune in next Thursday night at 11 o'clock. I love you all. Sweet dreams.